Oh, this one really caught my eye. Athena's ENA token jumped about 48% after reports of a $1 billion deal involving FalconX, an institutional-grade brokerage and liquidity provider.
I'm glad you brought it up, but I'd be careful calling that the start of altcoin season. The article frames it as a strong, token-specific move, rather than proof of a full altcoin market turn.
Right, and the FalconX news seems to be the big spark here.
Exactly. A deal of that size gives Athena added credibility in the synthetic dollar and yield-focused crypto space, which is a meaningful development.
And that's what makes it so interesting. Athena is positioned around stablecoin-like products that generate yield through hedging and other market mechanisms. So it sits right at the intersection of stablecoin utility, on-chain yield, and institutional interest.
But even with that strong setup, the article stresses that a 48% move is not only about fundamentals.
Yeah, because liquidity, narrative, momentum buying, short covering, and trader psychology can all amplify the price move and make it look bigger than the underlying news alone would justify.
That's a fair point. At the same time, hype is testing its record high, which complicates the altcoin season debate.
That's the part that can make the market feel exciting. When one token rallies on institutional news and another pushes toward all-time highs, it can create the illusion that the broader altcoin market is waking up.
But the article says that impression can be misleading.
I agree. Hype strength is tied to its own market structure, product usage, and momentum in decentralized perpetual futures.
So a few high-profile tokens making new highs does not automatically mean the broader altcoin market is turning.
And that's something we've seen before in many cycles. A small number of tokens can outperform dramatically, while the rest of the market remains flat, weak, or divided.
That's why the most important signal in the current setup is that Bitcoin dominance has remained flat.
Right. If Bitcoin dominance is not falling meaningfully, while some altcoins rally, that suggests the strength is not coming from a broad rotation out of Bitcoin into the wider altcoin market.
Instead, it points to selective inflows, token-specific catalysts, and pockets of speculative interest.
A true altcoin season usually has a broader footprint.
The article lists several signs of that. Bitcoin dominance trending lower as capital spreads into majors and smaller caps. The top 50 and top 100 altcoins rising together rather than just a few outliers. Rising total market capitalization across the sector. Improved liquidity and volume across exchanges, especially in mid and small cap names, and stronger risk appetite in derivatives, funding rates, and speculative positioning.
So the current evidence looks more like a selective rally than a broad market-wide shift.
And the article also argues that institutional deals do not always create a broad altcoin season.
That makes sense. Institutional activity can be meaningful for a specific project, but it does not automatically translate into retail euphoria.
A large deal may strengthen a project, improve its distribution, or increase its visibility, but it does not necessarily flood the entire altcoin market with new capital.
Institutional flows can also be concentrated, structured, and slower to affect the public market than a typical retail-driven rally.
In other words, a $1 billion deal can be a major positive for ENA, but it does not by itself prove that the entire altcoin complex is ready to re-rate.
For the market to move from a strong outlier rally to an altcoin season, the picture would need to broaden.
Traders would likely need to see Bitcoin dominance begin to soften, Ethereum and large cap altcoins participating more consistently, and a larger number of tokens showing meaningful strength rather than just a few names stealing the headlines.
Volume would also matter.
A sustainable altcoin rally usually comes with expanding participation, not just price action in a couple of high-profile tokens.
If ENA's move can inspire broader risk appetite, pull volume into other altcoins, and encourage institutions to look beyond a single name, then the narrative could start to shift.
But the critical takeaway is that ENA's rally is real, and hype strength is notable, but those moves are not enough to declare that altcoin season is here.
The market is currently better described as selective and uneven.
The FalconX deal is a major catalyst for ENA, but the broader altcoin market has not yet shown the dominance shift, volume expansion, and broad participation needed to confirm a full rotation into altcoins.